The story of a summer camp on Cape Cod embroiled by allegations of sex abuse is deepening. The mother of Chuck DeVita, a longtime camp employee who apparently committed suicide at the camp yesterday amid the abuse allegations, said she suspected years ago that her son Chuck was a pedophile. Sandy DeVita said she even alerted officials at Camp Good News in Sandwich, an allegation that camp officials have not commented on. The camp first came under scrutiny in February, when U.S. Senator Scott Brown released a book saying he was abused at a Christian summer camp on the Cape. WBUR's David Boeri joins us this morning to bring us up to speed on this story. Good morning, David. Thanks for coming in and good to see you.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me start with this question. Is there any connection between Chuck DeVita and Senator Scott Brown?
There's no apparent connection whatsoever. What happened yesterday, really, Bob, is a story on top of a story. Because after Scott Brown's book came out last winter, in which he didn't name the camp, Camp Good News confirmed that the senator had been a camper there when he was 10, the same age at which Brown says he was molested. But Chuck DeVita would have been 3 years old at the time, so he's clearly not the camp counselor Brown was writing about.
All right. Prior to DeVita's death, prosecutors were looking into concerns about Camp Good News since the revelations in Senator Brown's book. They'd already received an allegation from a client of attorney Mitchell Garabedian, and now he's heard from three more people, as we understand it. Tell us about that.
First of all, Mitchell Garabedian says his first client to come forward said he was molested at the camp by Chuck DeVita in 1985, when DeVita was a camp counselor, and by the way, DeVita would have been 16 or 17 years old at the time. Garabedian sent that report to the Cape and Islands District Attorney, Michael O'Keefe, and the story was reported on Tuesday. But after news of yesterday's suicide, Garabedian told me he's gotten more calls.
Today I received phone calls from two individuals who claim to have been sexually molested at Camp Good News by Chuck DeVita. That's in addition to the allegation I had notified the district attorneys about before. I was also contacted today by someone who alleges they were sexually molested by an alleged perpetrator other than Mr. DeVita.
Boston attorney Mitchell Garabedian. David, back to Senator Brown, who declined our request for an interview. He said very little publicly about the revelations of abuse.
Really, he said very little except for what he's written, and he's clearly uncomfortable and reluctant to talk about the subject. He continues to emphasize that he's never named the camp. And in his book, he says, I've purposefully erased his name from my mind, but I can remember how he looked. Here he is, by the way, speaking from the U.S. Capitol yesterday in the Howie Carr Show.
First of all, no one's asked me to do anything. It has really nothing to do with me, what the attorney's doing and what the other person has done to come forward. But for every person, it's different. Unless you've experienced it, you have no clue what it's like to talk about it, number one. And to have expectations of what other people want you to do. You know, everybody wrestles with these things, as I have been wrestling with it for 42 years, as this other individual, I understand, was wrestling with it.
Wrestling is an apt description, Bob. When you read his account and you listen to Brown struggling to talk about this, you realize how horrific these incidents are. But Scott Brown seems to have been unprepared for what came as the consequence of writing these four pages that he wrote in his book. He talks about this horrific case, and then he concludes it by saying, he leaned over me so that I could hear the clear threat in his tone. If you don't keep your mouth shut, he said, I'll make sure that you never get the chance to say anything. Now, meanwhile, he goes back to the camp the next year. Now, Mitchell Garabedian, from his experience dealing with the victims of pedophile priests, could have told Scott Brown that when one person comes forward, many others follow, and we know that from that case.
Right.
So there are questions. And of course, here you have a public and popular public official. He seems not to have understood that reporters would be going after the story to find out where the camp was. It wasn't hard to find a Christian summer camp in Cape Cod. They confirmed that he was there. This story that's happening now with DeVita is a full-blown scandal in and of itself. Scott Brown has nothing to do with Chuck DeVita, and yet that Chuck DeVita story that's going to become the scandal brings Scott Brown's story back into this and probably assures still more questions in the future.
Well, certainly with Mitchell Garabedian on the case and talking about lawsuit, this story is not going to go away and may, in fact, grow in the coming weeks and months.
And now that you have the mother's comments that she had suspicions that her own son was a pedophile. And
Two decades ago
and called the camp and talked to the then owner and continuing owner, you have a full-blown scandal.
WBUR's David Boeri will stay on the story. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.